You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. I guess the Elmo, the puppeteer behind Elmo, I guess has had to step down after how many years of doing Elmo because of an allegation that he was in a relationship with a 16-year-old boy. We also going to talk a little bit more about food allergies, talking about this, food label controversy. I think, California didn't pass it where foods have to be labeled if GMOs were used. So we're going to talk about that. Apparently there's a study saying identical twins are genetically different. Also, it looks like, Tylenol could be linked to asthma, especially if you give Tylenol to a little baby. And what do we give babies after they get their vaccines all the time? Tylenol. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So please call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahah.com is our website. Anytime you want to email us with a question, if you're a little shy calling in on the air, that's what we could do. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget, you could also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. All right, so, oh my gosh, there's so many issues going on right now. Of course, my computer is acting up. So, you know, we give babies acetaminophen or Tylenol basically for fevers, when they teethe, when they get their vaccines. I mean, I always kind of found it a little weird that before we gave the kid their vaccine, we would be giving them Tylenol. And I, what if the child doesn't do well with Tylenol? What if the child really doesn't need, you know, the extra dose? But anyway, the findings published today in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology focused on 411 Danish children. And, I guess they were given Tylenol and they were found, I'm sorry, they were not given Tylenol, but over time, they had found that children who were given the Tylenol as infants were more likely to develop asthma in early childhood. Now, we've never thought Tylenol would cause asthma by any means. I mean, we've talked about asthma, and it's inflammation of the lung linings. It's an obstructive type of airway disease where you can't blow all the air out. Tylenol, acetaminophen, which is a pain reliever, you know, hard to imagine, well, what could be chemically in Tylenol or acetaminophen that could possibly cause someone to have inflammation of the lung lining? But this is kind of a coincidental type of finding. And they said 19% of the children had asthma-like symptoms by the age of 3, meaning bouts of wheezing, coughing, etc. Now, what does this mean? Well, they don't know what to make of it because the link actually disappeared by the time the children were 7. So they, quote-unquote, grew out of it. At that point, 14% of the children had asthma, and the risk was no greater than those who were given acetaminophen as babies. So basically, we're just as confused as always. Now, the reason why some doctors are extremely encouraging parents to use Tylenol, especially after vaccines, etc., is because they don't like febrile seizures. Who does? You know, some of these infants or some of these toddlers, you'll hear they had a seizure when they were a child. Like, oh my God, epilepsy? Well, many of them were febrile seizures where the temperature rose so quickly, the temperature just skyrocketed so quickly that their body ended up going into a seizure. I had a friend who, the little girl had gone swimming. Her temperature had dropped so low going into the pool that she actually had a seizure in the pool. Luckily, she made it. Dad was there, pulled her out. Everything was okay. So sometimes a rapid change or a rapid drop in body temperature could induce a fever. Now, it's not how high a fever. There's been kids with 105 fevers, 104 fevers, they're fine. But it's going from 98.5, let's say, to 102 quickly. That could induce the fever. And so that's why a lot of doctors will say, you know, and I have done it too. I'm like, you know what? When you get the fever, take Tylenol. Now, when I was in practice with a homeopath, of course, he hated the fact we were using Tylenol because it's like fever fights infection. You know, why would you limit the body's response? Let the body fight the infection. Fever fights infections. Many bacteria can't live in certain temperatures. The body has a fever. The problem is I've seen so many febrile seizures, I couldn't do it. Even with my own kids, when they would get sick and get a fever, they would just lie in their bed or lie on the floor listless. I gave them Tylenol. They felt better. They would eat. They would drink something. You know, they would maybe take their medicine. So I actually, just in my own experience with my own children, with my own patients, had no problem giving acetaminophen. And I don't think we should. I don't want anybody to panic about giving acetaminophen. I honestly think there's so many other things out there that could cause your child to have asthma. I mean, I have 3 cats and 2 dogs. One cat, she always wants her, her tail and her tummy rubbed and tushy rubbed. And so every time you stroke her back or head, the fur flies up. And, you know, the bed is covered in cat hair. And, you know, you think there's more things out there that would actually trigger the asthma response. Even though actually many people are more allergic to the saliva in cats than they are to the hair, which is interesting. Especially when the cats like to do a little kissy-kissy, you know, a little bite your fingers and, you know, like what they do. So I wouldn't panic about that, but it's an interesting study. You know, if your child, you know, did end up having, asthma type symptoms, grow out of it, could it have been the acetaminophen? Who knew? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, the Danish aren't done. The Danish also had a study where children whose mothers had the flu or ran a fever during a week of pregnancy could have put their kids at risk for autism. So we're going to talk about that coming right back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we know autism is on the rise. The numbers were 1 in 110 children. Then it went down to 1 in 91. They've actually come up with a recent statistic of boys being afflicted with autism, 1 in 58. Why so many? And it could be a wide spectrum of autism disorder. I have four nieces and nephews all on the autism spectrum, all from the same family. So, you know, we know there's a gene component to it, but also many people are concerned, does something happen during infancy or in the womb prenatally that could possibly cause a child to become autistic? So in this recent study, Danish researchers report that children whose mothers had a flu or ran a fever lasting more than a week during pregnancy had an increased risk of developing autism spectrum disorder. Now, this study is out in the journal Pediatrics. They say it's exploratory, does not offer a cause, but again, they're finding what incidentally, associatively happened. The study looked at 97,000 mothers of children born between 97 and 2003, found no association between mothers who reported like little colds or sinus infections or bladder infections, but moms who reported having the flu during pregnancy. Now, we're talking 97,000 mothers. The women who, in this group of 97,000, reported having the flu had twice the risk of being diagnosed with autism, a child before age three. And children whose mothers had a fever for more than 7 days had a threefold risk. According to USA Today, there was also a small increased risk of autism after the mother's use of antibiotics during pregnancy. Now, that's scary. That's very scary. All right, because I, you know, to go 9 months of pregnancy in the middle of winter and flu season, and you know, we doctors and family doctors and obstetricians, et cetera, we don't want you sitting there fighting a bacteria by any means on your own. We are going to have no problems giving you an antibiotic to help you fight the infection because you're pregnant, for crying out loud. If they, oh my gosh, find a link between antibiotics and autism, that is going to be very scary. Now, according to Colleen Boyle, director of the CDC, on birth defects and developmental disabilities, she said the study is really exploratory and more research needs to be done to understand how maternal infections influence the risk of autism spectrum disorders. You think, yeah, a lot more needs to be done. They say flu in a study earlier this year, okay, was not associated with greater risk, but fever was. There was another study in May co-authored by Hertz Picciotto? It's Italian and I can't pronounce it, I apologize, found that fever during pregnancy more than doubled the risk of autism or developmental delay. And they said moms who reported a fever and reported not taking any medication to reduce the fever were at higher risk to develop a child that later developed autism. Now, you know, we were just talking about how these in the previous segment, infants giving acetaminophen or Tylenol for fever could put them at risk for asthma. These are infants. Yeah, now they're saying pregnant moms who didn't take acetaminophen for a fever, because you can take Tylenol, it's safe in pregnancy, supposedly. Tylenol we've been using for years in pregnancy, and, you know, I never had a problem thus far. Now they're saying women who didn't and had the fever could have possibly put their kids at risk for autism. Now, we know that fever is a natural immune system response to infection or injury. Maybe there's an inflammatory role in autism that they're thinking now. I mean, what do I believe? Many of you ask me, you know, do I think vaccines cause autism? Do I think certain foods cause autism? Again, we have proof in our family where we have four children on the autism spectrum disorder, nieces and nephews, all in the same family. Obviously, there's some genetic component. Okay. Do I think there could be maybe a maternal uterine component? Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. Same mother. Okay. You wonder, you know, do I think vaccines cause autism? True autism? Absolutely not. Do I think there could be a rare side effect from a vaccine that could affect a child and their development, development? Rarely. Yes. Anything can. Any medication I think can. Absolutely. You know, on four vaccines, we vaccinated my children, but I would be lying if I didn't say I was scared to death that after one set of vaccines, my child was really listless, no fever, but just really kind of seemed to be out of it. And thank God he got over it, but you just wonder if maybe he had a reaction to the vaccine. Now, thank God nothing happened, developmentally fine, but, you know, I think there should be studies into environmental factors that could possibly have a link. True autism is genetic. We know that. We've studied that. We see it. We have proof of that. But what about non-genetic autism-like disorders? Could there be things like this, a maternal fever during pregnancy? I think it's definitely worth studying. All right, I would not disbelieve it. I think many diseases are caused by a variety of issues. Like, for example, diabetes. We know diabetes is genetic. Okay, we know that. That's fine. But how come one sibling has diabetes and one doesn't? All right, well, maybe they inherited the gene. Maybe they didn't. But then you have some people that where diabetes isn't in the family, and they get diabetes. We talked about this rapidly progressive diabetes we're finding in many people now, where all of a sudden they require insulin. And they've never been diabetic. They've never been overweight. Nobody with diabetes in the family. Why? Did something happen to their pancreas? Did a virus affect their pancreas? Did drinking alcohol affect their pancreas? Did their pancreas just decide to poop out? I mean, remember, the human body is not completely predictable. Nature isn't 100% predictable. Medicine isn't 100% predictable. So, you know, do I think there could be external factors causing people to have diabetes? Absolutely. Do I think there's external factors causing people to have cancer? Absolutely. Can there be external factors causing kids to have autism? Absolutely. Hands down. And we need to look at it, even though the majority of these cases fall under genetics. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Allergies are on the rise, and they're thinking that it may be one factor of allergies being on the rise and women getting urticaria or hives, which we call it, could be due to spices. There could be spices that we are allergic to. And the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology have added to, you know, allergy warnings, you know, for cats and peanuts and mold, etc., to now put spices on there. They say spice allergy affects up to 3% of us. Now, apparently, women are more at risk than men. Allergist Dr. Sammy Bana of Louisiana State University told the annual AAAI meeting in California, with the constantly increasing use of spices in our diet and a variety of cosmetics, will develop more and more people with this allergy. Apparently, cosmetics have spices too. You know, what's one of my favorite perfumes? There's a perfume store, you guys know what it is, where they have lemon scented perfumes. It's in Farmers Market in LA. There's a whole store devoted to it. I can't believe I can't think of the name. Oh my gosh. But anyway, some of them I can't use because it really smells like your kitchen cupboard. Some of them are phenomenal. And they do that. They'll actually put spices in fragrances, in our toothpaste, in our body oil, makeup. They say if you have birch pollen or mugwort allergy, not really too sure about mugworts. I think it has to do with Harry Potter. They said you are more prone to spice allergy. Now, cinnamon is a common one that you could be allergic to. Garlic, black pepper, and vanilla. I told you, one of my favorite dishes, there's a Starbucks vanilla flavor. Was it Starbucks vanilla something? I decided to put that on a halibut I cooked with some butter. It was delicious. Some of the Hell's Kitchen chefs I'm friends with on Facebook thought it was ridiculous, but it actually tasted good. Yet if you put regular vanilla, it doesn't work. It had to be this Starbucks type of vanilla. I don't even remember. Almost like a vanilla powder. Vanilla powder on halibut. I can't believe it worked. I just did it for the heck of it because I knew I really wasn't going to eat the halibut anyway because I don't eat fish. I'll eat some salmon if I could hold my nose. All right, spices a lot of times are not also noted on the food labels. So if you don't have the spice on the food labels, you have no idea. Now, boiling food, roasting food, frying food may apply heat to the spices that could reduce the allergy aspect of it. But what would an allergy be? Well, you could have itching, you could have difficulty breathing, you could actually go into anaphylaxis, and we talked about that, where you have you're unable to maintain your airway. We've talked about the EpiPen, we've talked about purchasing an EpiPen. The EpiPen is an epinephrine shot that you could slam into your thigh if you're ever in the middle of a situation where you're going into anaphylaxis and you can't breathe and your throat is swelling up on you. All right. I know. Take the shot, people, honestly. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the puppeteer who performs Elmo, hello, I can't do the Elmo voice, I tried, on Sesame Street, is taking leave of absence because of accusations that he had a relationship with a 16-year-old boy. Puppeteer Kevin Clash denies the charges, which were first made in June by the alleged partner, who was then 23. Sesame Workshop, you can't make this stuff up. Sesame Workshop also denies the charges, but they said, "We took the allegation very seriously and took immediate action. We met with the accuser twice, had repeated communications with him. We met with Kevin." He denied the accusation, but the organization described the relationship as personal and unrelated to the workplace. Its investigation found the allegation of underage conduct to be unsubstantiated, but it said that Clash exercised poor judgment and was disciplined for violating company policy regarding internet usage. It offered no details. Clash said, I had a relationship with the accuser. It was between two consenting adults, and I am deeply saddened that he is trying to make it into something it was not. At his request, Puppeteer Clash has been granted a leave of absence in order to protect his reputation. No further explanation was provided. He say, Elmo is bigger than any one person and will continue to be an integral part of Sesame Street to engage, educate, and inspire children around the world as it has for 40 years. And, of course, now that Obama's been reelected, I'm sure much more money is going to be funded to it. And maybe we'll have two or three Elmos. Who knows? Sesame Street is currently in production, but other puppeteers are prepared to fill in for Clash during his absence. What's that called? Is it a work study? What's the understudy? Yeah, do they have understudies? You know, for Elmo, for Cookie Monster, Cookie Monster. I couldn't do that because I'm not very good with voices. I've never been good with voices. But, I mean, boy, that guy got a break. Whoever is Clash's understudy to be able to do Elmo, wow. Remember how that would freak us out where in the old, old Sesame Streets, you would actually sometimes see the puppeteer partially, and that would just, it would scare me because I'm like, there's a man there, you know, and I was like, whoa, that would just, and then sometimes there would be an interview on regular TV and you would see the puppeteer with the puppet and you're like, no, that can't be. No, the puppets are real. Please, no. So I don't know what this is going to do to kids. All right. Elmo will be a part of the new Sesame Street shows that are being produced. 52-year-old Clash is a divorced father of a grown daughter, has been a puppeteer for Sesame Street since the 80s. It was then that he handed, they say, the fuzzy red puppet named Elmo and asked to come up with a voice for Elmo. He apparently transformed the character, which had been a member of the Muppets, but kind of a marginal member. Now he became a big star like Big Bird. Whatever happened to Snuffleupagus? Honestly, Snuffleupagus to me really had it going on. I mean, he knew exactly what was going on. Many people thought he was on pot, right? Because he just really laid low. Everybody else is freaking out that the letter of the day was supposed to be C and Oscar, you know, would eat the C or do something, or Cookie Monster would, and everybody would have a cow. Yet Snuffleupagus was cool with it. He was like, no big thing, right? And then he had a big butt. And to me, I really love Snuffleupagus. The other character I really dug was Grover. I thought Grover was cool. Now, Grover would have panic disorder. You saw that, right? Grover would be like, ah! He'd start to scream. We all thought that was really, really funny because, you know, he reminded us of my mom. He all of a sudden, he'd start to freak out. And then Grover had a mommy. And the mommy was way cool. So I really dug Grover. I also dug his whole Super Grover thing where he had a cape. Remember Super Grover? And then he'd like fall into things and hurt himself. And then I really don't understand why they would introduce children to the concussions that they did. Did you notice everybody had a concussion? Everybody would have syncope, faint. Then they would crash their head on the Sesame Street asphalt or concrete. I don't understand why they think that's funny. Kids would giggle. We would giggle. We thought it was completely hilarious seeing one of these puppets start having strabismus or go completely cross-eyed, go into a syncopal episode, pass out, sometimes even gurgle. We thought that would be funny. Me as an adult, I find it extremely disturbing. I don't like seeing people syncopal at all, especially when they broke the story that Cookie Monster actually has diabetes. Now, this was a story in a major newspaper saying Cookie Monster had diabetes. And the reason why you never saw Cookie Monster's legs ever is because they had been amputated from diabetic sores. Did you guys remember that? That was probably my second year on air. I had to break that story. Now, imagine if a kid was in the minivan with mom listening to that. Cookie Monster has diabetes. Now, is Sesame Street going to be changing with the times and not allowing Cookie Monster to engorge on all those cookies because Michelle Obama is still in the White House and she's anti-obesity? I don't know. But personally, I love Cookie Monster because I thought the googly eyes were just so cute, and it showed that you could have googly eyes and still be a key player and still get a job in Hollywood. Now, I think this whole Elmo thing with the puppeteer and the underage sex allegations, I don't know. I mean, what I just don't understand is if you're innocent, why do you quit? Why do you leave? And I know people fall in love. People fall in love with kids all the time. I mean, you see that with teachers falling in love with their 16-year-old students. It's a no-no, okay? It's an absolute no-no, all right? Kids have to be 18. That's the law, all right? And I don't know what relationship they had or they think they had or what's going on. I don't care. But it's just another one of those, you know, stories where, you know, the people that are teaching our kids, the people that are, I mean, obviously kids don't see Mr. Clash, but the people that have a chance to influence children, all right, they're not saints. They're still people. They're still humans. They'll still err. They could still sin. They could still, you know, and so just make sure, you know, as with any programming you oversee, you watch. Wasn't there a child's program and all of a sudden a 2-minute reel of porn spewed on? Watch what your kids are doing. You know, I know a huge rumor that keeps perpetuating is how Disney has phallic symbols in their drawings. Now, does the cartoonist throw a phallic symbol in there because he's bored? I don't know. I mean, we've seen them. I don't know if they've ever been used. I don't go back and watch the movie at all. But just keep an eye on things and just be there to answer your kids' questions. You know, some of you have asked, Dr. Dahlia, when do I start talking to my kids about sex? I would say when they start to ask. Now, if they're 17 and a half and they're leaving at 4 a.m. to go to the physics club, I would say probably have a talk with that person, that child, then and there. But, you know, my kids asked me about sex very early on. I didn't expect that because there was a kid sleeping over and he was teaching them what his brother had taught him. So my boys are asking me about sex. And they're giggling. They're making some jokes. And I go, what is it? Tell me what it is. And the older boy was starting to stumble. He really didn't know. He was making jokes just because of his friend. The little one, and again, he was like 4 at the time. It's when the boy sticks his into the girl's lily, and that's what they do. Okay. Now, you see, it's very interesting. If you ask your daughter or a girl, what's the definition of sex? Oh, well, it's two people fall in love and they hug and they kiss. But you see, you ask a boy, what's the definition of sex? It's something being stuck into something else. Isn't that amazing? Even at that age, it's already ingrained. Anyway, I set them straight. I explained to them what it is. It probably scared the hell out of them that I was, you know, as honest about it. And I didn't show any fear in talking to them about it. And they didn't even want to know. The only question I got out of my older boy at the time, who was 7, was, how do you walk up to a girl and do that? I don't have to do that. No, don't even worry about it till you're 32 and married. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, who day in and day out comes to work, never calls in to help me with my show. This is why the show is so good. It's because of Don. If Don didn't have, you know, me get my act together, it couldn't happen. And really, God bless everybody over there. George, Kyle, John Harmon, Ted Anderson, everybody over there, Charles, they rock. And, of course, our hearts are with Donovan, who left us this year. Donovan's up there with the Angels. I know he is. I doubt he's listening to my show because he, you know, if he has a chance to not have to listen to it, I don't blame him. But our hearts are we miss our Donovan. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. We know you have a lot of choices out there, and the fact that you choose the Dr. Dahlia Show, I am really honored. Honestly, I don't think radio hosts thank their listeners enough. I wish there's more I can do. I'll just try to still provide stimulating talk radio for you guys as we can. Of course, you know I am available to answer your medical questions even when I'm not on air. I will email you back when I get a chance. Of course, still run anything I tell you by your doctor. I'm not your doctor. If I didn't do the rectal exam and put on the gloves, I didn't check your prostate. Okay, so you can't tell your wife, Dr. Dahlia emailed me back, I'm all good. No, you're not all good. You still need to see your doctor. But whatever I could do to help, that's why we started the show. That's what we're doing right now. I know a lot of you don't have health insurance. Any way we can help in terms of giving you some medical advice and lead you in the right direction, that's what we want to do. I want to also thank wholeheartedly XM Satellite for allowing the show to get worldwide to many of you as well, to get the information out. Talk Superstation as well. God bless them for helping educate their listeners as well as all the affiliates out there that take the show. KDWN, KSIS, KCAA, the list goes on. Thank you guys so much. We're a team. We're going to get through this, okay? It's going to be a rough next 4 years. And you know what? It could be a rough next couple decades. You know, one concern I had is even if the Republicans did make it to power, we still wouldn't have had the healthcare problem fixed right away. My job is to help you guys as much as I can in terms of having some sort of access to a medical provider. And I'll do the best I can. That's what we could do right now. One day at a time, people, one day at a time. Now, some of you are so desperate to get a loan that I see you going to Craigslist. And some of you, desperate to make some money, could be actually falling into a very, very scary trap. Apparently, people are turning to Craigslist to search for co-signers for a loan because they don't have enough credit. Apparently, according to, where am I getting this from? CNN Money. Javier Cruz, 22 years old, came to U.S. on a student visa from Mexico, hoping to transfer to Texas Tech University 2 years nursing program. But when mom lost her job, the checks Cruz had been receiving from his parents stopped. He can't afford the $8,000 per semester tuition, applied for a $20,000 loan, but has limited credit history and low income. Didn't qualify without a co-signer. None of his friends had good credit. So we went to Craigslist offering $1,000 to anyone willing to co-sign the loan. Okay, be careful about this. Even though this kid sounds innocent, you know, what if he doesn't make it through school? You cannot ruin your credit. Apparently, there's a woman from Montana promises $500 to a quote-unquote special person willing to co-sign a $2,500 loan that'll help her purchase a 1978 Shovelhead Harley Davidson. While someone in Ohio is offering up a tractor and a car as collateral for anyone who co-signs a $5,000 personal loan. Now, what's very interesting about this is we predicted, and many financial experts predicted as well, that having bad credit wouldn't be as much of an issue as it used to be because everybody's credit is tanked. You know, many of us couldn't pay our bills. I mean, I've tried. We're barely getting it month after month, but we've had to, you know, accrue a lot of finance charges, and we're doing what we can. Minimum payment due, we're doing what we can. But so many people had to just completely flake on their bills that their credit is poor. Well, if anybody wants to start selling anything again, they're going to have to say, you know what, fine. We'll drop the credit score by 200 as the barometer and let people, let people borrow again. I don't know. I think too many banks are, there's also an issue where some of the banks had to stop foreclosing. So they've really taken a hit and they may still be doing lending freezes. I told you guys with us, we had phenomenal credit. Our credit before the recession was so tight. I busted my butt. I don't buy a lot of things. You guys see my clothes. You guys see my jewelry. You really won't ever see me at the fancy schmancy stores. You don't. I've always kind of lived, you know, around my means, and I'm comfortable with that. There's really no reason for me to, be flashy. I'm very comfortable with what I've done because I thought having good credit was crucial. When the recession started and the banks started to tighten up, we were turned down for a line of credit. I needed to pay my staff. Now I needed the banks for help. I put years into those banks, paying my loans and my mortgages and doing everything right and showing I was a solid entrepreneur just to get turned down flat having good credit. I was ticked. No wonder many people let their credit fly. Why bust your butt for years and still get turned down for a loan? And the bank said, we're not loaning to nobody right now. I don't care how good your credit was because you're going to have problems in this recession. I needed a line of credit to help pay my staff. So instead, we went through our savings. Our staff got paid. We didn't even have to fire. We haven't fired anybody in years, right? We haven't hired. I don't see us hiring anybody soon, but we haven't had to fire people. It's just we went through our savings. And I mean, well worth it. My staff deserve even more than I could give them. I love my staff. Don, don't start thinking about it. I'm talking about the staff in the medical clinic. I know. I don't treat the staff here at GCN as good as I need to. Honestly, they all deserve lots of kisses. They really do. I'll give you guys lots of big kisses on your cheeks for Christmas. Sounds good? Yeah, no, they don't want that. They don't want kisses. They don't want wet, slobbery kisses. All right, so just people, don't try to go for an easy $500 co-signing somebody's loan. You're going to need credit later. Don't do it. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a study came out reinforcing the fact that identical twins are genetically different. Even though most identical twins supposedly share all of their DNA, there are genetic changes that happen during development. That's why some genetic twins, one could get cancer, one may not. One could be a little taller, one may not. Now, the findings were presented at the November 9th American Society of Human Genetics meeting. Gosh, I would love to have a twin. Can you imagine? I could do that in a 1.5-hour show. Have the other 1.5-hour done by the Dr. Dahlia twin. Problem is, I'd probably have to whoop her butt if she doesn't do it right. I could never see myself with a twin because I have to be in charge. I was a very bossy kid. I had an older sister. I have two younger brothers, and still, I'm the bossy one of the family. And it's not that I want to be bossy or I'm a control freak by any means. I really want a lot of my siblings to just kind of take over. But for some reason, they think I'm kind of level-headed. I really don't get that. And, when my dad died, we're the ones that kind of financially, you know, took it on, and we got him buried, and we had, but I couldn't do the speech. To me, my sister's more level-headed. I couldn't write a speech. I mean, I'm a writer. I'm a broadcaster. I just couldn't write the eulogy for my father. Couldn't do it. I could do everything else. I could do all the mechanical, the financial, all the logistics. Just couldn't do that. My sister had to do the eulogy, and it was good. It was really good. So sometimes I don't have it all like you think I do, you know. So eulogies just aren't my thing. Remember, I want to be funny. How do you do? I suppose you could do a funny eulogy, but I guess I was in shock. All right, guys, we got a lot more to talk about, so please don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Way is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Way and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?